This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a drill at a secondary school creates unease and distress among parents and students. Meantime, the Ministry of Education stresses that it was a simulation. The Grantley Adams International Airport also alerts the public that it too has a simulation in progress. Western St. James residents shaken by an early morning fatal shooting. And Gaza's only power station has run out of fuel as fighting continues between Israel and Hamas. Good afternoon. I am Christo J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. A drill at the Springer Memorial School this morning has left several parents and students in distress and unease. Starcom Network News understands education officials held a simulation exercise where it was reported that about three masked men entered the school and classrooms with fake guns and swords. However, parents and students report they were not aware of the drill. When Starcom Network News visited the school, parents who were called to collect students from the schools were visibly upset, with some seen crying. Some students spoke of their experience, and we have disguised their voices.
I was in class, and then I heard this alarm, the bell, and then when everybody was getting up to look out the window, I saw three men in black hoodies, and then our teacher told us to get down under the desk and to stay quiet, and then after that, they came in the classroom where I was in, and everybody, they threw up desks, them threw chairs, and they were asking, where's Carlos, tell us where's Carlos. They were asking for somebody named Carlos, and one of them, there were two of them that came in the classroom, one of them had a gun. I'm not sure what kind of exactly which one was. One of them long guns that we have more over to one, and one of them had a machete. One of the machete came up, and there was a desk in front of me. He threw the desk, came screaming at me and everybody, "Where's Carlos? Tell me where's Carlos." And that same person went up to my teacher, and he was waving machete, "Tell me where's Carlos? Where's Carlos?" And then they both left the classroom and went elsewhere. And then I heard screaming, and then I heard somebody over the intercom telling us to stay in our classes, and it was just a really scary experience.
When he was in class, people came in, they bang on the doors, they come start from upstairs, came down. They bang another door, they push it down. Tables were there, they broke a table. And then a man, a male, was a cutlass, he came in with a machete. We all, three of us, were down on the ground. Some of us ran out. Some people got hurt. Some people were scared. Some people got mentally scarred. And people are having panic attacks.
Another student said they are traumatized.
It was so scary, especially the person with the machete. He was right in front of me, like less than 1 foot away from me, and he was screaming at me, "Where's Carlos?" And I had to hold my hand up. I couldn't even answer him. I couldn't even say anything. That's what they told me was a drill, and they were saying was a fake gun, and that we were hurt, and that we should just calm down. But from my experience, I can't be calm because someone just came with a machete and what I perceived to be a gun. There were people who have asthma, they fainted, people were crying hysterically, and there were things of human that it wasn't real. But we were still pretty scared. I was not aware of no drill.
The Ministry of Education stresses that what appeared to be a security breach at the Springer Memorial School was a drill. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw stated that the simulation was a collaboration between the police and ambulance services and the Barbados Defense Force.
There appears to be some confusion about the nature of the drill at Springer Memorial School this morning, as opposed to actual events. It appears as if some parents, out of concern for their children, came to the school to take their children out of school. I must reiterate that this was a drill involving the Barbados Police Service, the Barbados Defense Force, and the Ambulance Service. We are seeking to allay the concerns of the wider public that the event was anything more than a drill. Any reports to the contrary would therefore be unsubstantiated. The ministry emphasizes with parents who otherwise felt that their children or wards were in danger. To the contrary, drills of this nature seek to prepare us for any such occurrences.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Meantime, communications specialist at the Grantley Adams International Airport, Charlene Brown, says the airport also has a simulation underway.
You saw recently that Grantley Adams International Airport announced its full-scale exercise that was coming up. It's done in collaboration with the Department of Emergency Management. So what you are seeing happening right now at Oystens is a scheduled emergency exercise, and it's only a drill. There is no actual emergency and all operations are under control. These exercises are routine and are done to ensure the safety and preparedness of all personnel, test our emergency response systems, and ensure that everyone is safe.
Communications specialist at the Grantley Adams International Airport, Charlene Brown, in the lunchtime edition. The community of Western St. James was shaken by the sound of gunshots, which left one man dead and another receiving treatment at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Police say the shooting occurred at Thunder Bay Beach at around 1:20 this morning. The victim has been identified as 27-year-old Darian Robinson of First Avenue, Lower Carlton, St. James. When Starcom Network News visited the area, patrons at the bar had no comment on the matter. But one resident who described the incident as unfortunate recounted what took place. We have disguised his voice at his request.
So I was in the airline and watching, I think it was Maurice Shaw, and I hear, I hear a girl run down here. I get her, I peek. It was one of those gears, because when you have the promotions and he's got the gears really short, things in the music and the nasty lyrics and then later on I hear the galloping going on back and the way and gone. And it's only this morning, Mr. Hanson, the parliamentary representative for them here, St. James North, that house there, it's his constituency office, the pink wall house at the corner. He called, he said that he had a shooting down here, somebody dead. So I just have to be very careful.
A resident of Western St. James. The Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, says more international businesses need to have their headquarters in the Caribbean. Senator Cummins spoke in a news segment on CGTN outside of the 2023 Abu Dhabi International Petroleum Exhibition and Conference held in the United Arab Emirates.
What we do need is to be able to find businesses that are going to hub facilities in countries like the small island developing states, like the developing states, that make it easier for us to access the frontier for procurement so that we're not having the issues. And I'll give you the example. When COVID was with us and we were having difficulty accessing vaccines and COVID equipment and ventilators and so on, we had no end of challenges. And the Global South coalesced around two main platforms where we were able to, one, procure and identify what our needs were in each individual country, and then deploy those resources to the countries as they needed them. The same thing principally needs to be done with business.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Dominica's Health Minister, Kasani LaVille, has expressed concern about the increase in the rate of men with prostate cancer, saying the island has one of the highest mortality rates from the illness in the region. He said since 2019, prostate cancer-related deaths in Dominica stood at 39.2 per 100,000 in the population, placing them off the list among 35 countries in the sub-region. And finally, Gaza's only power station has run out of fuel as fighting continues between Israel and Hamas. Gaza's only power station has run out of fuel after Israel announced it was cutting off energy supplies as well as food and water. It means Gazans will be relying on generators for electricity if they have fuel to power them. Recapping the headlines. A drill at a secondary school creates unease and distress among parents and students. Meantime, the Ministry of Education stresses that it was a simulation. The Grantley Adams International Airport also alerts the public that it too has a simulation in progress. Western St. James residents shaken by an early morning fatal shooting, and Gaza's only power station has run out of fuel as fighting continues between Israel and Hamas. And that concludes the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network, Inc. Starcom Network is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Or like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.